In this bulletin, a court win for a Tamil family being held in immigration detention on Christmas Island. Donald Trump releases guidelines for an end of the US lockdown. And Western Bulldogs vice captain Lachie Hunter facing drink driving charges. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A Tamil family being held in immigration detention on Christmas Island has had a win in court today. It's been ruled that two-year-old Tanika, whose family is fighting to stay in Australia, was not given procedural fairness in making a visa application. Federal Court Justice Mark Mazinski ordered a full departmental briefing on his options for handling the family's case, including the option he exercises a power to allow the family to apply for protection visas.
I conclude that the applicant was not afforded procedural fairness in the conduct of the August 2019 assessment and that a declaration should be made to this effect.
New South Wales is considering a roster system for face-to-face learning options. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the first 2 weeks of Term 2 will see most students learning from home. Ms. Berejiklian says the measure aims to avoid full classrooms.
We are considering our options around a rostering system, which will have some students go back on a particular day to increase that level of face-to-face. Because the alternative is that, unfortunately, students could face up to a year or longer at home, and we don't think that's appropriate.
About 29 new coronavirus cases have been recorded overnight, the total number of infections nearing 3,000, the state's death toll remaining at 26. Almost 30 staff and residents at a Western Sydney aged care home have been diagnosed with COVID-19. States in the US with low transmission and strong testing for coronavirus will begin a three-phase reopening of public life. New White House guidelines outlined by President Donald Trump aim to ease social distancing restrictions across the country. Each phase will last 14 days to avoid acceleration of the virus. Mr. Trump says strict measures will be kept in place in harder hit areas.
Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different. If they need to remain closed, we will allow them to do that. And if they believe it is time to reopen, we will provide them the freedom and guidance to accomplish that task.
European countries are extending lockdowns as coronavirus infections continue to rise. The number of infections in Spain has surpassed 180,000, spiking by some 5,000 new infections in just 24 hours. The number of deaths from COVID-19 in the country has risen to more than 19,000. Italy saw the smallest increase in deaths in 4 days, growing by 525 in 24 hours to 22,170. But new cases grew to 168,941, the largest jump in 4 days. Meanwhile, Britain has extended its lockdown for another 3 weeks. The UK has recorded more than 13,700 deaths and surpassed 104,000 infections. British Foreign Secretary and stand-in leader Dominic Raab says the nation must not become complacent.
We've just come too far. We've lost too many loved ones. We've already sacrificed far too much to ease up now, especially when we're beginning to see the evidence that our efforts are starting to pay off. And your efforts are paying off. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
In sport, Western Bulldogs vice captain Lachie Hunter has allegedly been involved in a car crash in Melbourne. Police were called to Middle Park after reports a Toyota SUV had crashed into 4 parked vehicles. Authorities found the 25-year-old after he fled the scene, fining him $1,652 for breaching coronavirus restrictions. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 27 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower, 18. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, showers easing and becoming windy with a top of 14. Canberra, sunny and 19. Wollongong, sunny and 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 26. Newcastle, similar, 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 32. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.